Welcome back. Today is December 4th, and we're going to be reading in Luke 4. And today is just one of those days where we see that Jesus is all over the place. Because Satan tempts Jesus today. Jesus starts his ministry today. Jesus is rejected at his hometown today. Jesus cast out unclean spirits. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. And he heals several after the Sabbath sunset. But he also preaches in Galilee. So how exciting, and I'm so blessed to be able to share this with you today. So grab your Bibles. Luke 4. Let's begin. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he had found this place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.'" Then he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the day of Elisha, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elijah the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the report about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house, but Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever. And they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Now when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. Wow. Just wow. It's just amazing that this is walking us through the life of Jesus with his ministry beginning and then just getting tempted. It's just amazing that Jesus went through the things that most of us go through. We face rejection. We face temptations. But in verse 13, I just thought it was super powerful when, now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. So the devil's going to tempt you. He's going to use everything around you. Everything that you've given him. Everything that you can think of. But we resist those temptations when we stay focused on Christ and the Word of God. But the devil is always prowling around, waiting for you to take your eyes off Jesus. He's waiting for you to take your eyes off the Word of God, because he's waiting for an opportune time. But if we just stay focused on Jesus Christ, our Savior, the devil is defenseless. Father, let's just say thank you to you for being a good Father. Father, just thank you for loving us enough to give us the Word, to give us the Bible, to give us your Son, to give us the Holy Spirit. Father, we're just blessed beyond measure, and we just want to give our lives to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Oh, I used to believe sin made you angry with me, but then you came close and tore that old veil. You said you were proud of me. We cannot forget, it's all about love, the love of the Father, Spirit and Son. No, we cannot forget, it's all about love, what we've been forgiven, imperfect love. So awake my soul, arise and shine, his glory lives in. Story of my Jesus Christ forever made us new. Ooh. So I'll throw up all my doubt as you open my eyes to see the King of the cross is now fully alive and my shame dead at Calvary. Oh, we cannot forget, it's all about love, the love of the Father, Spirit and Son. No, we cannot forget, it's all about love, but we've been forgiven imperfect love. Awake my soul, arise and shine, His glory lives in you. Oh, the story of my Jesus Christ forever makes us new.